are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's a Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pier. And joining me this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So there have been some adoptions, which is great, but you guys have plenty of puppies up there that need some homes.
Oh, my goodness. So they're not quite ready yet, but, man, they are so stinking cute. I just can't keep it a secret any longer. We have a litter of 11 puppies in foster care with their sweet mama. Now, their mama is only about 30 to 35 pounds after she delivered those pups. So the perfect size. We really have no idea what their breeds are, but, you know, we never do. That's really the beauty of rescue.
Right.
But these 11 babes right now are about 3.5, going on 4 weeks. So, we took pictures of them last night, and we'll be sneak peeking them on our website and on our Facebook page here over the coming weeks, looking for foster homes as they begin weaning from mom. Because I don't think our foster mom can handle 11 adventurous and growing puppies. So we'll be splitting them off into groups of two or three as they, are weaned from mom. And then we'll be looking for adoptive homes for them as well.
So what kind of timeline are you thinking for these puppies?
So they're about 3.5 to 4 weeks old right now. The pups will usually be weaned by 7.5, 8 weeks, 9 weeks at the most. It just depends on the pups themselves and how mama does with the weaning. So, probably right around that 8 weeks. So within a month, we'll be looking for foster homes, adoptive families. For the foster homes, we'd love for somebody to take two or three of them, because I'm not sure I can track down 11 foster homes. And they would stay with them until the pups were ready for adoption. So they are just cute as can be. We put a group photo out on our Facebook page this morning. And they are just precious, all different colors, all different patterns, just adorable. So check it out. And our wish list Wednesday item I just listed on our Facebook page today is, of course, puppy food. The kind that we prefer to use is really hard to come by in town, as there's still a nationwide shortage. So I put a couple of outlets. If people would love to help us get ready for feeding these 11 puppies, we would definitely welcome some donations of Purina One puppy food.
Yeah, that would definitely be handy. And hopefully you find some homes, and keeping them together, at least a couple, like you said, two or three, they're with some puppies that they know and they're comfortable with, and that will just make things better.
It is. It's definitely better for the pups as they learn and grow and be away from mama with a sibling until they're, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, and then they can go off onto their adoptive families.
Fantastic. And I know folks can't see them just yet there at the shelter, but you have open hours for the other animals looking for forever homes.
We do, 11 to 1 on Saturdays. Come on out, visit the shelter, visit with our employees, volunteers, board members, who's ever volunteering their time for the shift that day. They should have all the information on the animals that you would need. You're welcome to meet with them, play in the yard with the dogs, go hang on the patio with the cats, and find that animal that fits your family, your personality, and your lifestyle, and take home a new best friend.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Well, thank you for talking with us this morning. Hopefully we get the puppies situated and in some good places and ready for adoption down the line.
Yes, be sure to check out that picture. They are just the cutest.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, and we'll share that on our Facebook page as well. So you have a great week, Jen, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue, and if you want to help out either volunteering or donating some items, check out their Facebook page, also peerpaws.com online, and see how you can help out and stop by during open hours and see the cute and cuddlies that need a good home. There is your Wednesday, Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation in Fort Pier.